Blog Talk Radio.
The 12 hands of food, and what you do is one step. You can work on the conference. I would love to show up for you to go to the conference that we do outside of town. So make sure you just find your own hands, things that you know, make sure you get the money, so that they can be successful in you, and you want to be able to get it there. You do that. And I just thought that was so awesome. Instead of buying their gifts, Mama, Grandma, you don't have to buy her a gift. Let's do something. And so Kingdom Culture also has joined us. We joined forces, and they're going to be giving out backpacks at the same time. And there's going to be all this food and things like that. So just by gathering with them, you can have four that you can have 24. You can just keep doing it as long as you want to. But we already have space at our headquarters for you to take. And so you can do that all week long, and then even during the conference. That'll be a wonderful time to do it. Amen? So get ready. Once you get ready to give as unto the Lord, we give God glory for being able to do that.
I'm glad that we came up with Vermont.
And Vermont is of course, our deacon in the back. Amen. We've been listening to our deacon. Deacon, you don't know if you've been through something. Did you know he was sick? Did you know he was gone? Now, see that? The day is a good day to kind of hug your bishop. You should come around, hug your bishop, because I'm telling you, he's been through enough. He still has to go through some more, but he's gone through great, but he's coming out strong. But the doctors are amazing. Let's see what this bishop did this morning. Y'all know, he's got the most special bishop in the whole world. Jesus told him. Now everybody, all the doctors know it's going to be a service this week coming. But the week coming, they all know about November. And they've been invited from all over the world. People have been coming and standing around it all in our room from all over the world. I mean, from Philippines, gave us their phone numbers, personal numbers from Sudan, personal phone numbers. I'm telling you, they just came by the numbers. But there's a gentleman that came to his partner, you know, his roommate, you know how to do his roommate. And he got moved from another one because something happened to the one he was with. Looked like he went crazy. And they moved him in the middle of the night to Bishop. And you do something. You can get ready. This man is going to come to the testimony. If God had not helped him, he had a brain tumor. They took it out. He died for so long. What they call flatline. There's no way the world is going to be alive. And he talked. The night after the night, we had to talk 2 hours to them about the anointing that was in the room, transformed them. We didn't say nothing, but we just love God. And they're saying that there's no change, they don't know what to do. And they really don't have to get out there, which you know, they don't know what's going to happen. But this morning, I want to tell you about our bishop. He's going, now I'm telling him he can't do stuff, he can't talk, he can't do this and that, and he can't do this, can't do that. Everything I say, he can't do, he can. He just called the man this morning on the phone, praying for him. I said, Jesus. The man is people to call you for him to do. He had called at the hospital to my good morning. God will touch you in the name of Jesus and you coming out. They were so inspired. They said it's been, his wife said it's been a while since he trusted the man of God or the woman of God, and his whole life has changed for them 2 days. So let's give God praise. This is God's name. This is God's name. He has good situation in the world. It's not enough for you to do that. You can't just be a nice. Think of God. Just be nice. We need something nice. Now, don't worry. Because we all were talking, you should have given your offer and your tithing together. This is trust us. You trust what the God in you. And it's always taught you that tithing is will cover you and keep back the hand of the enemy. But most of all, that if you love God, you know, that's where you, if you're not careful, your money can be a God. You want to release what belongs to God. Don't hold anything that belongs to God. If you love God, you'll do what's right. Amen? So we don't have to watch your giving. You're not doing this for love. This is for God. Here, God's Jesus program. Well, it has nothing to do with us. You got to love God enough to know what's right. Amen? Well, the Word of God lets us know it. Also, as you give, as you give them, as you put them, as you pray, take it again, run it over. God has called to be in a family. All week long, we just called to that. You remember we went to see a Hong Kong. That family is like our children. And the last 2 or 3 years, they're the reason for the conflict. And so that could have been the stress that's on vision now. We want to make sure that we have one. Amen. Because this year they are able to do what they've done the last 3 years. They usually send Hong Kong, send the money. And it's taking the conference where it should be. But then these Hong Kong needs to know they're not the only source either. Because they're the source that's coming from the heaven. Just dropping like milk from the mouth. Get your offers in your hand and load it off. Hand is upon you. Father, we thank you for taking care of the people of God. There's special needs in this house that you're going around the house. Yeah, you don't forget nobody. You touch every household. You see every need. When things are covered and nobody else knows it, they can't tell anybody what they're going through. Some are going through some things that are hard, but they can't tell anybody. But supernaturally, God, you had to. We decree the prayer that it is alive and it's done. Open your heart for this now. Now, your offering, your tithing, direct your offering as you give it to the Lord. Let's do this real quick. It's been 2 minutes. It's done. I didn't know I'd be in that guest. The auntie over there waving at me. Y'all need to plan for heaven. And the spirit where it is. So aren't we waiting for your time and your place in God? Supernaturally, God will do the same. You have not seen God like you would be for the very near future. God is healing, fixing, turning things upside down. I'm looking at God pour oil and wine almost like with your hands. Put your hands together. I'm telling you, I'm going to sit down with you. Put your hands together. I see God pouring something on you like oil. And pulling them together. You know how, have you ever had a treatment that they do where you stick to me and out of it, it's like a wax.
Yeah.
It's like a treatment that they do when they do heat hands. I've had my hands done with heat. Well, they melt them together. I feel melting. I say, I see it come out of their face, and it's a melting. You ain't seen nothing yet. But God will take you. Let's get ready. Stand on the feet. All prayer. If you have need of prayer, give what I'm asking God to do. Say amen,
Bishop. Amen.
You should have got it. I'm sure you got it. Oh, come on. As you stand on the seat, I want you to get ready. I want to talk about you. You can have 3 weeks wait. You sure? Okay, we're going to stand long. We're going to let it do nothing. Ain't nobody in the room going to do the thing. But in this room, if you have me, I want you to reach to heaven. Because we have a gift from God. That's why I'm here. We're so glad the Lord made. Okay, so saw her. So we're going to ask for her that is the wind beneath his wings. Because he's had, I don't know, I've been out of that. What did that? 23 procedures on his heart and he's still alive. But you know that getting ready to be faithful, that's awesome. But there is some need in this room. I'm glad to see you with us. The chief of here, and I want you to all get this. I'm so thankful. The young man that is doing something, God is doing something. We create this ground with this. We bless the Lord. So, certain hands out. If any time somebody has 23 procedures on their life that preach like these do, we need to stretch our hands, Lord. Let God use you in this house of the Jesus, the prophet, Jimmy Knight. Let's say it.
Well, come on and let's give the Lord a praise. That's all right for me. That's it, brother. Let me see. Reach over to the neighbor and tell him, God, you're stopping. Thank you. Thank the Lord, amen, for Minister Everett Samuels and his family from New Jerusalem to get to Brother Brian. We thank the Lord for this. Amen. I'm going to be quiet for this in just a moment. Go with me very quickly. It's a very simple scripture in the book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. If you have it, say it again. This is Exodus. The sixth verse says, let's read it all together. Let's have a choir. The Lord our God spake to us in Horeb, saying, ye dwelt long enough in this mount. Turn you and take your journey and go to the mount of the Amorites, and unto all the places nigh thereunto, in the plain, in the hill, and in the vale, and in the south, and by the seaside, to the land of the Canaanites, and unto Lebanon, unto the great river, the river Euphrates. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them and to their seed after them. Grab somebody by the hand, look them in the eyeball. Y'all know what I do to those people that know me. I tell them, they can't look at you, don't trust them. Just pray for them. Let the Spirit go on the Lord's day. But look at your neighbor and tell them it's time to make a move. Turn around and grab somebody else by the hand and tell them it's time to make a move. In the right direction. It's time to make a move in the right direction. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for the opportunity to stand. And our chief apostle, powers to declare the word of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for anointing the people's ears to hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church. We bind all demon spirits that shall try to hinder this word. We thank you for your anointing. That's in this room. Somebody is about to step out into a new realm. The supernatural realm is beckoning me. Take a step out of the boat and to step off the water. Lord, I thank you for this word inspiring and strengthening the people that are here today in Jesus' name. And we praise you for our apostle, Lord. We praise you for his life. Thank you, Jesus. We did it for me. Now, if you can do it for me, I know you're going to do it for me right now. Now, thank you for it today in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Thank you. I remember, Bishop, I couldn't walk from where I'm standing today. I couldn't lift my voice above a whisper. I want you to see the impression that you would never be able to understand unless you be a preacher, full-time president. Dr. Tony, I wouldn't be able to preach again. And the facts were validified because I couldn't talk, couldn't walk, couldn't take care of myself. My wife, my daughter had to clean me up. Y'all not saying much. But look at me now. You told me my, you put my marriage together. We can get divorced. Good morning, somebody. Everything that God promised you is under attack. And we talk about generation curses, but there's generation blessings. And the enemy does not want you to receive the blessings that he is attempting to come with the generation. Amen. And so Moses is like, this is like his last speech, last message. And he's kind of like telling them off in a way and prophesying at the same time. And in this scripture, he reminds them all they did do, how they were disobedient. Get back to the point where he says, God speaks to him and says, tell the people, you dwell in this mountain long enough. Somebody say long enough. For like a middle ground, like a ground where, you know, it was good to suffice to be. They would get by, have a reasonable amount of money, reasonable amount of shelter, and they had gotten comfortable instead of moving forward. You can let you know something this morning, God's pulling you out of your comfort zone. Why is this happening to me? Because I'm pulling you out of your comfort zone. Because it's time for you to meet the day of your destiny. He promised them that I got a land for you that is possessed by the Canaanites, giants. Anything is bigger than you could ever imagine that you could ever see. It's more than enough. One grape takes two men to carry. House is so big that 20 folks can't fit into one house. Everything is huge because the Canaanites were giants. Everything they made fit their body. And they even looked at them after Moses threw the little spies and they say, we look like grasshoppers in our own sight. That's how big. But God told them it's there. Giants listen in the house. Giants eating dinner. How many chickens they had in one setting? This land was plentiful for them. Can you imagine? These boys stood between 14 and 16 feet tall, weighing between 400 and 600 pounds, but their birth came from the devil. Genesis 6 chapter talks about the sons of God, man, regardless of Adam. They produced the Adam, the Hittites, the Jebusites, and these giants that came to take over the earth. When you look at your neighbor this morning, I'm not going to leave it for you long, but look at him and tell him, you're getting ready to go some places that you would never think that you could go. Talk to him and tell him, he's getting ready to buy some stuff that your finances are paying back. But your neighbor tell him, he's ready to live in some houses that you don't even qualify for. Oh, y'all got to talk to me. God's going to give you husband. God's going to give you wife. Put your neighbor down. Don't wait till the time is over, but shout now. Sometimes he likes to get us off track in dealing with the everyday rhythm of rules of life. As we can get caught up in dealing with the nowness of a situation. And forget what God has for us. And so they were just struggling to live. And they got satisfied. God's spoiled. Jacob shoes. I don't know if it was Jacob's or not, but they didn't wear out. They didn't run over. Jacob's cold, going to have to take you to the cleaners. I don't know how they did that. They gave them man in the morning, man in the evening, man in the night. Y'all know the story. Then they got tired of man in this as well. They complained about that. The water ran out. God gave them water. Everything they complained about, God met their needs. Some of y'all complaining this morning. Oh, I know you heard this song. I've had some good days. I've had my meals and time. And then you say, I don't complain. Then you need to get home. Ladies and gentlemen, we get so caught up and you're just trying to make it that we forget that water is the power of the Holy Spirit, and water that stands still becomes stagnant. And if you stand still, you become stagnant. Stagnation don't care where it goes. Did it get in your marriage? Did it get in your personal life? Did it get into your child rearing? Because the Holy Spirit comes into your life not just to shout, but to jump, but to move you forward and do your destiny. So he said, look, God says, if you've been on this mountain long enough, get off this mountain. Get off those lazy behind. Sitting there like a fat pig. I didn't call you the whore. I called you the land of the Canaanites. This business is all in this church, but y'all sit here and ain't got the money, huh? They ain't got the money. We got a bunch of people, about a thousand excuses in this auditorium this morning. I couldn't wait. Yeah, it's not like I could go away. I just couldn't eat. They put something on that fire. God called me a preacher. I just don't know how. They just don't like me. They don't give me the right to. Your destiny is under attack. Listen to me, it's a prophet. If God is for you, nothing the devil can do to you that will keep you from meeting your destiny. You want to know where we are in the church, in the international church? We are about to bring a move on the earth in these next 2 years. And guess what? That's how I know. The attack of it. If I can take him out, if I can shut his mouth, y'all ain't saying nothing. That I can stop the word. But we know that God is a healer. An example of all your life. We know that God is a waymaker. We know that God will move when nothing else can move. God can take a doctor and make him a liar. And he's done it 15 years. It's a lie. It's a lie. Because if the kingdom, the anointing falls from the head. If anything that God gives you secret over, you have secret over every demon that runs that situation. So don't sit here with your head dropped and trying to look all bad. Give God the praise. Because we know that God is just bragging off his shirt. Y'all ain't there. You see somebody can go through and still preach in the hospital. Take your hand and tell them, stop it, let's go. Get you a car, old man. Get you a car and make you. your business.
I am an overcomer. I am a champion.
need you to speak in here, child. Hallelujah. I'm afraid, sisters and masters, that there's some people that's not going to be able to go with you. That's why God is pulling some of them out of your life. Come on. He's just pulling them out. Because you said, Lord, make me what you want to be. And you ask for me for this. He can't go with you. Can't go with you. Them hard-headed children can't go with you. He shatters you. And when he sacrifices you, he separates you. They think that is so amazing. And now you're sitting there like a hook over the wall. We're directing at that happening in Jesus. We're not full of healing. You've been broke long. I've been living on this bounce long enough. You've been saying I've been on this mountain long enough. You've been lonely, cold, somebody. I'm so lonely, I can die. You've been on that street long enough. Nobody cares. Nobody understands me. Walking out in my shoes and you'll understand what I'm going through. No, I ain't walking in your shoes. I got my own mouth to walk. You hold on, God will cover you up. Even if you got a cup on your own, let me try it on my
called you to do. Next time you turn around, something crazy and stupid and confusing. But when Jesus told Peter to step into the water, it was a wind. It wasn't a regular wind. It was contrary wind. Faith is the strength of the air, but I know how to get them. I know when you're afraid of. But this morning, I'm going to pray for everybody in here, because once you're in here tonight, every one of us has something that we're afraid of. And most of the time, that which we are afraid of is what needs to be conquered in order for you to fulfill your destiny, your dream. College students, you don't have no money. But I guarantee you, if you work that computer, you'll find something. There's a way out of every situation. God always has a way of escape. Always. But the problem is that we sit and we look at the problem instead of looking for the solution. We were in Florida last week and my head blew on my van. My money was funny. I sat in the quick step on the action. Called Bishop and Doctor. They tried to help me. They were hollering on me. The God did a band with the head come all the way from Tallahassee, Florida, to my front door. Didn't run out that one time till I got home. Come on, somebody. Then one of my sons said, Dad, take my Lexus and just drive it off that you use to drive it. So you can get home, somebody. Amen. I got sick. We called up the church. The folks are still getting paid. I got to go back to the building. Because the other day, I got so many folks coming to the congregation. Glory to God. Because you have to understand, God has a destiny for your life. There's no situation. There's no, there's nothing that God will not do for you. All you have to do is say, I want my destiny. I want to enjoy my destiny. I want to eat my destiny. I want to ride my destiny. I want to live. I want to get my destiny and leave it to the top of my head. Question every time your destiny is for you. So this morning, I want to pray for destiny. How many destiny seekers do we have here this morning? I want what God has for me. I don't know how I'm going to get it, but I know one thing. Prayer changes things. Prayer. With the greatest key, prayer. Praying. Prayer and prayer. Always works. Grab your nigga by the hands all over this congregation. You don't have to stand. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for you. Open up the altar of the whole church, we pray. Because we want our best. But as a prophet of God, standing with my promise, I rebuke every thing that is trying to take out, overthrow, kill, and destroy. I give you praise. This week being a critical week. Things happening before the competition. Moving and opening up doors and opening up windows and thank you for miracle money being released. This morning, we need to make up our minds. What you make it up? Make it up.
How you gonna make it?
There's something. That man is sitting all the way to the back. Nobody but the tall Caucasian. Italian look like to me. It's getting out of his mind. Come on, somebody. German. I know you. Stand up, sir. I see a business deal. And this deal has been tough for you to close this deal. I have no idea what it is. But when I walk by you, and that's why I looked at you, I don't really know you. I'm speaking of God. I don't even know your name. I don't know nothing about you. But God spoke to me and said, he's getting ready to make a deal. God said, I'm getting ready to bless you because if you get the money, you're blessed, Bishop. And the Lord says, many nights, many times, you have just sold away and put money in Bishop's name. But this one, don't you get ready to put in it? I see Fred Sanford saying, this is it. I got no room. Just start walking down with one. Just start walking down with one. God said what you had and lost. It's about to come to you fivefold. You are walking in your miracle right now. The anointing is upon your bloodline. Your bloodline is a prosperous bloodline. But Satan has attacked you because you fell in love with Jesus. I even see a son that God is ready to make a miracle for his life. And I want you to reach up. Lord, I ain't never prophesied nothing like this. Last time I was here, I prophesied to a lady right over there. And she's coming and be that million. She called me. Somebody say amen. I said, come to what you can do. Come on, she's like, yeah. That's one of his topics. Sir, foreign. There's a company with a foreign name. I can't even pronounce it. But I have to keep on with this. And I'm looking at people coming on a ship, on a truck. I think the other thing that you've been trying to get into new ventures with furniture is import. I'm just a mailman. The Lord, that's just you will move that mouth and follow me. I see William. God will not speak to the mother if he doesn't intend you to move William. This is what the Lord spoke to. He said, every person that you would challenge to do that thing, I told nobody this in another year. But God said, if you do it, they are the prophecy. You'll see a door opening to you that will blow your mind. And I see a woman that has lost confidence in your ability in the spirit in your heart. But God, I'll show you. Because you made the move and the things fell through. But God said that thing was sent to destroy your anointing to make money. But this day I decree as a prophet of God, come to me, the anointing of restoration. Business vitality. His gift that is in people, his confidence has been under attack. Speak of the rightful. Speak of the rightful. Speak of revival to his life. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Bless you, sir. Listen to the Bible. I want you to get that picture of the footage. Come, put it in mind. Because this is going to cause a prophetic transfer to take place in your life. Put your neighbor in on it. There's nothing that ever can do to stop it. How many of y'all believe God in here? Yes, man. I wish I had hair like you, sir. Just a bald head prophet. I look at the picture of China growing. God told me to tell you that I'm getting ready to move in your house. You have been under an attack. But God says, get some special oil that bishop can lay hands on. And he said, anoint every doorknob in your house.
because God's getting ready to open up doors to your family. The job that you can believe in God for is the things that you need to pull you out of this bondage of lack. God put me to tell you to raise your hands and shout, I am a champion. And everybody is going to know what it means. The devil hates you because you've been coming to this finish. Son, God has brought you to this ministry. I don't know you, Bishop. I didn't talk to him. I didn't talk to mom. But God has brought you to this ministry because your whole life is getting ready to change. And your in-laws ain't going to leave what God has done. I hear the angels singing, look what the Lord has done.
Yeah.
Look what the Lord has done. I hear the Lord. The Lord gets ready to move for you and your family. And before I started talking to you, I heard the Lord say, who my joy let no man put us up. I hear some conversations that are going on. God said, take that conversation and throw it out the window. The new anointing of love is getting ready to hit y'all. You better watch out. You might take another baby. The Lord said, you're getting ready to be happier than you've ever been before in your life. Very sensitive spirit. God, that's what I'm going to make you happy. You're very sensitive. Because you have gifts in your life that you're not working. You're a teacher. You need to be teaching Sunday school. You're a teacher. You are a teacher. You should have been a teacher. If you don't believe it, go back. You get a fast track to teach it. But you are a teacher. And God has said, if you get back on track and get back in the flow of things are going to come together for your life. In Jesus' name. I'm looking at a house. Looking at a house situation. Don't need God to be for you. I want you to catch these keys right now in the Holy Ghost. Put the neighbor and tell him God is a good God. So I have about 30 people here that can with me that God is a good God. I don't have the time to go to the old church. Amen. But that young man on the second row, this young lady, we all need to thank. God says, I'm giving y'all a plan. I'm giving y'all a business vision. But you're walking slow. Because you'll do all night and say what you want to do. I will witness me, man and woman of God. But God says, if you make a move that quick, things going to fall right in place. And everybody who denied you is about to turn it around. You have an anointing. Lift your hands up to the Lord. But Satan attacks your faith because you have a gift.
going to be chill. I'm going to. The devil does not want you to discover that you have this gift. You can talk the devil out of fire. You can tell somebody to put in breach. And you have made money for everybody else except your family. People have gotten rich through your gift and through your anointing. God says it's now time for you to bless yourself. I'm telling you the world that in the next 72 hours, can I pray? Don't let that take God. I'm just not telling you something. I'm releasing something for you. I'm praying the next 72 hours that something will open up for you to understand. Because I don't understand, brother. And I just live in the next. But in the next 72 hours, and the Holy Ghost, and I'm not trying to give y'all this, the Holy Ghost says, if you listen to that girl right there, you're going to get a lot of money. That she can see stuff that she don't know what she's doing. She don't know what she's doing. She thinks she's going by feeling. But it's word of knowledge. And the learning of the spirit. And I pray a 72-hour release. Everybody put your hands towards them in the name of Jesus. For them. In the name of Jesus. Come on, everybody, lift your hands up. I'm the Christian. That's what you want to release. For this whole financially, materialistically, business-wise, health-wise, and in the need of this house, in Jesus' name, thank God. Shake these people's hands and tell them it's done right now. Lift your hands to Mother God. Yes, that's the baby. That's the body of holding. The Lord says you've been rejoicing, but you've not yet rejoiced. The Lord said, I'm getting ready to blow your mind before the month of September. There's something that's broken for you that you've been trying to get broken for the past 4 years. But when you were jumping and shouting and running all around this church, you think you were shouting and jumping for what he had already done, but you were jumping for praising God for what he's going to do in your future. Going down 3 steps and screaming it out and jumping and running all around in your front yard for what this meant to come to your house. The Lord told me to say that life is like a touch of my rich hand. So to let you go and bring the other two too many people about. I was talking to a girl right on the phone, man, last night. God told me to tell you that my mind is not going to touch your mouth. I'm here with you right now. I see you going to this foreign doctor, and he's looking at you and saying, what did you do? God said, you're healed. All doubts in this area of your body, you're healed. I don't even have to touch you. The release of the Holy Spirit is taking place in your body right now. Somebody come over and praise. That man, all the white shirt, and the God is touching touches your body, but it's touching her body too. If God is touching your body, it's touching your spirit. There's a new anointing that's about to fall in your life. God said it was a year ago, I'm giving you three brand new pieces. You have an anointing of a deacon. I don't know if you get nobody in trouble. But you know that lady who sits beside you. You know? I want you to lay hands on her right there. There's a hit.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? I ain't making nothing up. Your healing is happening right now. Life getting older. Looking at you, they're totally amazed at what God. God told me to say, don't be scared. Because if this runs in my family, then it ain't going to run over you. You have to go home. You're going to feel the fire in the next 3 minutes. I'm not thinking your husband is such a kid. But God wants to show you, sir, that there's an anointing in your life. And I see two sons that God gets ready to work in love before their eyes. Even if you stand here right now. And the only son is not for me. God. I release a prophetic breakthrough for them in the name of Jesus. Give your head a high five and tell them God knows all of your things. I want to challenge everyone in this. To look to see for your move. But your neighbor tells me, get ready to make moves. Before the year is up, you're going to have to go to two services, but you're going to have an eye here to get you another preacher. Talk on somebody. You're going to have to get another preacher. You're going to have to do it. I love the joy. Y'all ain't seen it. I'll make the challenge if it touch your neighbor and tell them, listen to the prophet. I do not have the time to pay attention to such a degree of everybody, but I can touch and agree with you. But I want everybody to please the Lord to plant an $88 fee in this service this morning. Somebody shout me the game. I want to stand here and try to talk you into it. I want to stand here and try to go for a whole bunch of prophetic calisthenics. But there's at least 20 people in this service, if not more. That if you would take that step of faith, you're going to see the Lord. Move with you. I need you to get those offers in your hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, and with your instruction, be at least conscious that you have ordained a breakthrough, but this seed is going to give you something to work with. new beginning. Bring it. Work. If they bring it as quick as the problem, I speak new beginning for their life. Married couple, single parent, business owner, preacher. At least this week is ahead of the week. That you are known as Prophet Elijah and the Prophet Elisha. Challenge people of God. They have a prophetic response. I speak it into his heart. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. One of those of you very familiar, come in and go to the God of this aisle. I'm coming to plant that seed. Coming to plant that seed. So you may be seeing me. I'm coming to plant that seed. Don't look around and see who's doing it, who's not doing it. Amen. I know what God told me to challenge you to do. I'm going to be finished in a few minutes. Amen. That there's at least 20 people in this service. Two of you might have to get together. I didn't plan to do this. I didn't plan to do this. But when God sends a prophet, there's never a time when you're prepared. And I'm taking that step of faith. Come on. We just read the glory of y'all having y'all do this. I apologize for keeping y'all too long. Come on. Take that step of faith. But you make them take that step of faith. There's some more people here today. Take that step of faith in this moment. Look about four of you right back in that back room that need to take that step of faith. Hallelujah. Y'all start crying.
I'm